It's always a great day, isn't it? Always a great day with God. You know, sometimes people, you talk to them, and they're always talking about their opportunity going to come someday. Or they're talking about someday it's going to happen. Everything's going to be all right. And you know, some of them say, well, I'm just waiting for my opportunity to come. Or they'll say, I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, I mean, you can go and pray and everything, but the Lord's waiting on you. He's already done everything he's going to do. So all you got to do is reach in and get it. But I want to sort of talk about focusing on the possibilities of today. You know, people, sometimes people are not doing anything today to help tomorrow's opportunities. They aren't gaining any knowledge or any wisdom that would help them to have opportunities tomorrow. You know, that a lot of people have the someday-itis disease. Someday. Well, you know, I got a cure for someday-itis. It's the focus on today. You know, 2 Corinthians 6:2 in the NLT says, for God says, at just the right time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. You know, today is the day to receive what God has for us today that puts us in a position to receive what he has for us tomorrow. Actually, if you think about it, tomorrow never comes. Because tomorrow is today. Hello. You know, now I see enough people in here, that the guys that know when we used to have cars that we could actually work on. You can't work on them today. You know? And there was this guy, and that's the day before we had cars with computers and fuel injection, and he was driving down the road, and his car started running rough and losing power, and he pulled over to see if he could figure out what was the matter with it. Another man came along and stopped and said, hey, maybe I can help you. I'm a mechanic. So he took a few minutes, and he looked at some things and checked some things over. Finally, he took out a screwdriver and made an adjustment on the carburetor, and the thing started running really good. Now, watch y'all that don't never worked on a carburetor don't realize is that you have to have a jet that allows the right amount of air and fuel mixture. And if either one of those gets off, your car will still run, but it won't have the power it should, and it'll run sort of rough. But man, you have to be real careful, and the car's running, and you just barely touch it until it gets that right mixture between the air and the fuel. Is that right, guys? You guys? Yeah. You know? Now, Lynette, when we got married, she had a Corvair. I wished I had that car today. They're worth a bunch of money if you have it today. And it was a Corvair Monza, and it had two carburetors on that thing. And I had worked on my car with my carburetors and stuff, and I worked on that thing. You could not adjust, had twin carburetors, and you could not get them adjusted together to save your life. I tried everything under the sun to do it. Now, if you got it where they were pretty close, you had to hold your foot on the brake when you were stopped because it would idle at 30 miles an hour.
It was my speed.
She said that's her speed. It was a pretty blue powder flake car, and I wished 100 times that we hadn't have sold it, but we did. Yeah, I had a 64 Pontiac Tempest that I wished I still had, because it would be a collector's item, because they don't make Pontiacs anymore. But anyway, those are, you know, life is too short to wait on someday. You know, just like you make that slight adjustment. Now, you know, used to, when we had cars with the distributor had points and plugs, well, you had to change those points. But also, you look down there on that harmonica balancer wheel on the crank, and you'd look at it and you could see the timing's off. So you just take that distributor and you just turn it a little bit. And you watch your light until it's going where it's supposed to, and then you got your timing right. Everything's working right. And sometimes it wasn't more than just, maybe just a millimeter. It just gets off. It would get off. And that's it. Sometimes in changing from someday to today, it just takes a minor adjustment in your thinking. You know, now too often we find people not enjoying life today because they're either focused on yesterday or tomorrow. Well, yesterday don't have anything to do with today, and tomorrow will turn into today. So live in today. Some of you that are older know this man. His name was Benjamin Disraeli. He was the Prime Minister of England. I guess he and Winston Churchill are the most famous Prime Ministers of England. And he had a statement, and I think it's pretty good. Every day, man crucifies himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the fear of tomorrow. That's you can't afford to remain in the regrets of the past, but you can't afford to get into the fear of the future. So, live in today or live in the present. Take advantage of today. Now, I don't know whether your parents ever did that, but my parents sometimes would say, Ken, come here now. And they'd say, Ken, do it now. My mom used to say, "You, Ken, go take out the trash now." Because she knew if she just said, go take out the trash, that I'm going to mess around and I'll get to it when I want to. But if she said, Ken, go take out the trash now, I got up and I went and took out the trash now, because not doing it now is going to result in punishment. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I got a few people know what I'm talking about. Oh, and if she ever told you to do something and she used all three of your names, your first name, your middle name, and your last name, I mean, by the time she got to the last name, she'd say, Kenneth Wayne, and I never even heard Hagen, because I'm already gone doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And most of the time she'd do that if I didn't take care of it now. when she told me to do it the first time. Now, I know none of y'all did that, but I don't know of many young boys that didn't do that. So I got company in the house. You know, Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." The Message version says, "This is the very day God acted. Let us celebrate and be festive." You know, some people always want to talk about the good old days or you don't say it like that. They used to when I was growing up, they talk about the good old days. Nowadays, you hear people here talking about, you hear them talking about, "Oh, remember when we had camp meeting downtown at the big civic center?" You know, well, great, that's great, but hey, that was many years ago. That was over 20 years ago. Hey, it's now. This is today. You know, the memories of yesterday are great, but they can't give you anything today but a memory. You know, some people always talk about someday. Man, when I was growing up, they had this song, "Someday, Some Happy Day." And they had another song, "In the Sweet By and By." You know, when we all get to heaven, how great it's going to be. Well, thank God it is going to be great. But let me tell you what, God's word tells us that today is the day to rejoice and be glad. You know, I believe that God has designed every day to be filled with good things for our lives. We just have to accept them and work with them. You know, I don't think he ever created a day that he didn't put his blessings in. So I expect blessings from God every day. Now, some people start to look at me funny when I say that, but hey, that's my God. I mean, some people's God, he just blesses them ever so often. Hey, I expect him to bless me every day. Wednesday's my study day. If I'm not teaching a class, I don't even come to the office on Wednesday. That's my study day. But this term, I'm teaching every day of the week, so I got through at 11:30. So I had to go by Walmart and pick up some bread and some stuff. And I knew I needed to get home and to study. And so I just drove in the parking lot thanking the Lord for a close parking place. And I pulled down there, you know, and it looked like everything was full. And I went, and I just felt like going on to the next row. And I went to the next row. And I was just about to go by. And I said, "Hey, wait a minute, there's a place right there." Boom. It was only two spots from the door. In fact, Billy Duguid, I talked to him right there. I had a close parking place, didn't I, Billy? I wasn't way out there. But you see, I expect God, that's a blessing from God as far as I'm concerned. I expect blessings every day. I expect blessings tomorrow. I expect blessings every day. And because, see, blessings are available to us every day, just like today is always the day of salvation. Today is always a day of healing. Today is always a day of deliverance. Today is always a day of protection and safety. Today is always a day of overcoming. Don't think of not of going under. Think about going over. Today is always a day of provision with God. Today is always a day of favor with God. Today is always a day of success with God. You know, instead of looking at the negative, my dad, he said this hundreds of times to me, and I've heard him say it to others. He said, "Stay positive. Look for the possibilities that God will bring your way today. You know, today is when we need to, should learn to believe and obey God's word. Now, Hebrews 3:13 in NLT. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin or hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, as Israel did when they rebelled. And who was it who rebelled against God? Even those who had heard his voice. Wasn't it the people Moses led out of Egypt? And who made God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it the people who sinned and whose corpse lay in the wilderness? And to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? See, so we see that because of their unbelief, they were unable to enter his rest. God told Israel, go possess the promised land. And they were all excited about it until that day that they come back and told them, we can't do this. We're not able to do this. And then they couldn't be persuaded. In fact, if you read Numbers 13 and 14, you'll find out that they wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua because they were saying, we can do it. This is our day to believe God. Now, when they found out they're going to have to stay in the wilderness, they decided they wanted to go, and God said, no, you can't go. You're going to stay in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness because they didn't believe that it was the day for them to take the promised land. And if you were to see their tombstone, it probably read, we didn't believe God, so we died in the wilderness. Don't die in the wilderness, because today is the day to believe God and receive everything that he says belongs to you. Today is the day to move with God. You know, some people say, well, now wait a minute. It's not convenient. Well, hey, the devil is always going to make it inconvenient for you to move with God. That is what he does to the Christian. He is trying to keep you from receiving. So he will get you, oh, this isn't a convenient time. You can do it on another day. No, this is the day. Your unbelief will affect what you walk into tomorrow. See, their unbelief, not believing what God said. God said, I'm giving you the land. You can read it there. Their unbelief caused them to walk in the wilderness instead of walking in the promised land. You know, unbelief will keep you out of the promises of God. Today is the time. You know, 2 Corinthians 6:2 in the New English Bible says, in the hour of my favor, I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance, I came to your aid. The hour of favor has come now. Has the day of deliverance dawned? You see, today is the right time to experience all of God's blessings. You know, some people say, well, I'm praying and I'm believing that God's going to move and one of these days. Hey, when I pray, I believe that God's moving today. Yeah, but I don't see it. That doesn't have anything to do with it. If you're basing it on what you see, then your believing is not based on the Word. It's based on your natural abilities and your natural senses. You know, what you see, feel, doesn't have anything to do with it. What does God say? God says, today is the day for you to receive. Today is the day that I'm giving you all of this. You know, all these blessings in this book right here, they're for today. And tomorrow, which becomes today. And the next day, which becomes today. And the next day, which becomes today. It's always today with God. Hello. Anybody getting excited about this as I did? And I was putting this together this afternoon. I got excited about this. Living, you know, a lot of times people talk about, well, they go to 1 Timothy 4:8. Godliness, and I'm not doing the first part, but it says, godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. The NLT says, godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. Living a godly life today gives you all the blessings of God today, but it says here, godliness is much better, promising the benefits in this life today and in the life to come. That would be tomorrow, that turns into today. Focus on living for God today and enjoy the promises every day. You know, some people, you don't hear it as much as you used to, but man, in the old Pentecostal circles, and it's still prevalent in some areas, people think, well, we're just down here wandering like a beggar. And they used to have an old song they sang, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye into the promised land. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know the rest of the song. Never paid much attention to it. That just come back to me today. I don't know. I don't even know what the song was all about. But it was about people. They're looking over. I mean, oh, I'm here in this bad situation, like a beggar in the heat and the cold, traveling through life, all burdened down with sorrow and tears. But oh, praise God. If one of these days it's going to all be over and there's a great day coming. Well, friend, I'll tell you what. There is a great day coming when we go into heaven. But I'll tell you what. This is a great day today. This is a great day to enjoy everything that God has for you today. And praise God for what we're going to have over there. Just over in the glory land. With the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land. Now some of you know that. That's an old Pentecostal song. I see Tony down there shaking his head. You hadn't heard that before, have you, Tony? Huh? Bunch of times. You know, I don't know why it was, but I guess because a lot of these songs was written during the Depression years. And they were tough years. And even during World War II, it was tough. I mean, you had to have ration stamps in order to even go to the store and buy anything. You had to have a ration stamp to get gas. Some of you are old enough to remember those days, you know. I remember my father-in-law telling the story. Well, Annette told it, and I asked him about it. I'd heard her tell it, and he said, yeah, it's true. You had to go to this, in every town, there was a, there was a guy or person in charge of giving out the ration stamps. And so he needed tires for his car because they were all down, gone to down. And he's the pastor of the church, you know. So the guy wouldn't give him, and people in, it was a small town and people knew about it, that he wouldn't give him a ration deal to go get tires. So he drove down the main street on the rims and everybody saw it. he got a ration book to get some tires, but that's how bad it was. I remember that if you didn't, you had to have a ration stamp to get anything, but Dad, we pastored there in Farmersville and other places too. But man, those farmers, man, they would bring us milk and eggs every time they come to town, bring us ham and sausage. And I mean, you know, but a lot of people during those war times, they had trouble getting, everything was rationed because everything was going to the war effort. In fact, some of you kids, y'all don't even know it, but go back and check. After 1941, there were no 42, 43, 44, 45 cars. The next car you will see is a 46 because every automobile plant shut down building automobiles and started building tanks and airplanes and all of that kind of stuff. How many of you are older? Melvin, you're old enough. I know you're old enough to know what I'm talking about. You know, I have to educate my grandboys sometimes about stuff. They'll ask me about some things. But you see, that I guess it's because of that. People are always thinking about tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be better tomorrow. Hey, listen, it's going to be good today. We are living life now, and we have the promise of having a good life. And mankind, I'm quite finished yet, and I got 5 pages left. Well, we'll see if I can hurry, okay? There in Hebrews 4, 1 and 3 there in the UTL, God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so we are to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience this. This is Hebrews 4, 1 through 3. For the good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them, but it did them no good, talking about the children of Israel, because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter his rest. Today, exercise your faith and enter into rest. Don't be distressed. Enter into rest. And I'm getting off on another message that I'm going to preach, so I better go on. That's what happens when you study. You get your message sometimes. Okay. You know, it's important to realize what God wants for us today. What does he want us for today? He wants us to enjoy everything that he said belongs to you today, and he wants you to prepare yourself to receive the opportunities that he has for you tomorrow, which will be today. Today is the opportunity to step in to the plan of God. Exercise your faith. Today, believe. Today, speak. And today, act on what God has said. And you'll see that things will turn around and you'll have a great today. Now, that wasn't in here. I didn't write that down. I just got that in the spirit. John 10:10 in the NLT said, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The NIV says, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. You know, realize today that walking in this position, you can have a full life. Christ wants you to have a life to the full, not just partial, full. Now, as I close, I'm going to give you three attitudes that you need to adopt and live by. Number one, live life with a first day attitude. Remember the first day you got a new car. Remember the first day you were saved. Remember the first day, that your first day of marriage. Remember the first time you were able finally to get a job and the first day of work, how excited you were. Live every day with that excitement of first day. If you live life with the attitude of first day, you will have no regrets. Secondly, live life with a last day attitude, or like there is no tomorrow. I'm talking about an attitude of urgency to do it now. If you knew you only had 24 hours left, you know what? You should write down 10 the most important things that you would do if you only had 24 hours left, and then go do those things. Three, live life with a today I can attitude. Today I can do what God said. Today I can have what God said. Today I can rise up to be who God said I could be. Today I can live a full life. Today I can live in victory. So, focus on the possibilities of today, and you'll see that you'll have victory and not defeat. And you can move from barely get along street to Golden Avenue. And you can come from being a nobody to being a somebody, because that's what God wants for you. Heavenly Father, just try to talk to these people, stir up their pure minds about the fact that they don't have to wait to receive. You're ready today to bless them. Help them to get their expectations into the day and not into tomorrow or someday. Thank you for it. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Everybody stand, please. Listen, if you happen to be in this place tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to know Him. Or you need to rededicate your life to God because you've taken a detour and got off course, then as we're dismissed, come to the front. The ladies are here, the men are over here, and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave me like you came. If you need prayer for any reason, for anything, the prayer team is down here, ladies over here, men over here, come down here, they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. Hey, remember, Sunday morning right here, and be sure and look at the bulletin, go online and get it, or get one of them out there in the lobby, and make sure you look at all the holiday festivities and when they are, and be careful when you go out. There'll probably be a lot of people, and there's probably a lot of traffic. I know when I was coming, it was about 6:26 so when I was coming, in order to get here to turn in, I had to get instead of the inside lane and go by all them and then get back over to turn in, because they were just lined up to go in to see the lights. And I don't know whether you've walked through or drove through, but walk through that part. Sky and his people, Sky Hagen is in charge over that. They're the best that I've seen them in years. They are fantastic. And especially that park is something else. So, hey, if you hadn't been there yet, go check it out, all right? But when you leave, be careful of people walking, because it's most of the street lights are out, so people can see the lights. Invite people to come and see the Christmas lights, and then tell them, the reason we put those lights up is to let you know that Jesus is the light of the world. And that's the reason the lights are there. hey, shake hands with somebody you're dismissed and said, I'm gonna live in today. What about you? If you need prayer for anything, come to the front right now. Salvation, rededication, Holy Spirit. And you need prayer for anything, come to the front now. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.